it doesn't take much.
Right.
I was like, wow, that is some strong stuff.
That's fine.
Well, but yeah, it wasn't really.
This is very compelling. Yeah. Very compelling.
Uh-oh, we got to be quiet.
Right? Yeah. Right. Welcome to Shawshank. 3 squares a day, a roof over your head, and a sewer pipe to crawl through in case you want out. Is this building cool or what?
Nice,
or they filmed the movie Shawshank. Isn't it? I mean, this place was built in 1896. It was once a working farm. The inmates worked to learn trades and skills. Seems smart to me, but the architecture, the building, 1896, I mean, it is really fascinating. So cool. Wow. And it was this scene when they came to, when the police roared up this road to come for the warden, and he put a bullet through his own head, but it was right there, those cop cars roared up to go get him. I'm gonna take a tour today. I gotta check this place out. Yeah, the door that led to the execution chamber. It's one chair you don't want to sit in.
So back in the day, this, you know, around the 1970s and 80s, we know that this would have been used for, you know, guards to bunk up. So you notice this room has no windows. So this is one of the only couple rooms in the building that has no windows, so it gets pitch dark once you turn the lights off. Supposedly, the reason this chair sits in the center of the room here, supposedly, turn the lights off, close the door, come back 15 minutes later, the chair is supposed to move.
Ooh, let's try it.
I've been here 8 years and I've never seen that.
He's tested it for 8 years. Come on, it hasn't moved yet.
We're gonna try it.
All right.
I'm sleeping on the
couch. Someone should.
15 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We have to try it out.
I don't get it though. Why was this room without windows designed to be so dark? I mean, what was the point?
We don't know originally what it was.
Okay.
We know back in the 1980s, you know, we had bunk beds in here for the guards looking through a shift to get a few hours shut.
Oh.
You know.
Yeah, okay. Time to get out the ghostometer. This room, most paranormal activity. Supposedly, it was, I don't know, served as a bunking area for prison guards at one time, purposely built without windows, so that when you turned off the light, it was perfectly, completely, yeah, dark, kind of like being in a cave. And supposedly, when you turn the light back on, that chair would have moved paranormally. Ooh, did you hear that? Okay, it's time to go. Shawshank Chapel, where inmates would go to church. That famous line from the movie, "Put your trust in the Lord, your ass is mine," said the warden. Wow. This building really is fascinating. There's a lot of people here today, too.
We got those pews from a church auction just to kind of fill in the area.
Heading into the cell blocks, Shawshank. Oh my gosh. Wow, we are 6 levels up. Woo. That's a little creepy. It's so homey in here. So warm and fuzzy. Oh my God. These steel bars. Ooh, look at that long, narrow row of cell blocks. You want to talk about the ultimate haunted tour? Yeah, I mean, no, I'm sorry, go right ahead. I'll just move in. Don't close the gate on me here. Don't even try, mister. It's creepy. Where are you guys from?
Dayton.
Dayton? Okay. Wright Brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Gosh. The rooms are so small. Hopefully you got bunk, lower bunk. Hopefully you appreciated your roommate. If you didn't, that only could add to the hell. It was part of Shawshank.
And where did all the steel come from to build this?
Andrew Carnegie, yeah. The steel magnate.
Good,
yep.
Thanks.
Okay. Home movies?
There you go.
I'm just going to experience the cell block for just a moment. It's so small. Can you imagine spending your life here in this little steel block? Okay. Oh. And you can see how you're aging through the decades in this mirror. It doesn't mirror much anymore, but there's a ghostly image in there, though. I think it's me. Oh, man, this place is completely creepy. Beyond creepy. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Do not enter.
Sorry about it. Just curious.
It's an old infirmary. Yep.
Old, what'd you call it?
Infirmary.
Meaning
that's
that...
why all the ghosts are down here. People died up there.
No comments about the ghosts, but it would have been like a TV ward at one point as well. Yep.
Yeah,
that's it.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Same for you. Parking lot's full. I bet they don't make prisons with beautiful stained glass and woodwork anymore. The parole room. Remember that scene? Morgan Freeman sat down, denied, accepted, approved, I think it said, approved. Coming into the warden's office, the scene where he put the bullet through his chin, up through his head, that happened here. After looking out this window to see law enforcement coming for him. Can you briefly give me a synopsis of your experience here? I mean...
There's no briefly about that.
No. You were here for 14 months? Yeah.
I can't imagine.
What stands out to you?
Violence. Here's a comparison. 30 days after I got here and 30 days before I left.
Do you disclose what the crime was, or what?
Yeah.
What did you do to get here?
Auto theft.
Auto theft? Auto theft. I that seems
sure,
like a lesser crime compared to some of your inmates that were here. I mean, brutal killers, you know, that you were among.
Yep.
Do you have nightmares about the place? I mean, does it come back to you, kind of like war does?
No, I've been back here 22 years.
Yeah. I admire you for getting your life together and marching on and doing so well as you have.
Yeah, I mean, I work Thursday through Sunday.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm 71 years old, you know.
Yeah, you look good.
Unfortunately, I was just a big guy. I was 6'1", almost 200 pounds.
That helped.
I was pissed off.
Yeah.
So I wasn't taking a lot of crap from anybody.
Got it. The officers and the warden and... Were they in any way kind to the inmates, or was it just strictly lights out, all business? Did they show any compassion at all?
They treated me very well.
Did they really?
Yes.
That's interesting. Was the food horrible?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, kind of hard to put gravy on cake, you know.
And how many inmates were in here when it was full? Yeah, at full, do you know?
At the maximum, there was almost 3,500.
Wow.
It was built for 1,900.
Oh my gosh.
Were you required, when it was lights out at night, were they strict about you guys staying quiet, or did people bang on the, you know, rattle against the cages and?
Oh no, when the lights went out, you shut up. They'd done away with solitary confinement.
Yeah. I know I've got a boys home in the town I live in Iowa, and I know they're having a lot of problems because they can't do anything to discipline.
That's right.
It's all hands off, and you can't put them in solitary. And they're getting, a lot of the people that work there are getting assaulted.
The return rate now is over 60%. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, because it's not a terrible experience for them, is it? Right?
Well, you can't punish them.
Yeah.
You've done away with solitary, you can't punish them. They can actually write a guard up and get the guard fired. I mean, all because they have rights.
And you've seen spirits.
Oh, yeah. But, you know,
imagine. Yeah.
Are there sleeping quarters here? I mean, were you guys, if you had to stay overnight or something,
kind of.
Yeah. Well, pick one of the cell blocks or what?
Yeah. We do have, up in the central guard room, there's the two giant metal doors in the back. One actually leads to a banquet hall, and that has been restored. It has heat and air, so sometimes they'll stay up there if they have, you know, the need for it. But
stars come back and see this every now and then.
Yeah.
So you get, that's cool.
I think it was the 25th anniversary. I think it was 2 years ago now. Quite a bit of the cast came back. I mean, not, you know, Morgan Freeman and Tim Robbins. I don't know. We did have Frank Darabont come back, so that was incredible. And he was so nice, and he donated so many original props.
What role did he play?
That was the director.
The director. Okay, that was the director.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he still had some props and everything from the actual filming, so
very
he donated
cool.
quite a bit.
Have you ever spent the night here?
I have not. Yeah, not for me.
I can't imagine, because the place is so creepy during the day,
and
then turn it into night, and then it's like, I'm not sure how much I could stand.
Yeah. Well, and it also has a different beauty to it. Every day I come in, I try to appreciate something else about the building. At nighttime, it has a whole different grace to it, too.
Yeah.
I think one of my favorite things is all the stained glass at night. How the light hits it, it looks like it's frosted over, and that's kind of my favorite. It's so pretty.
Yeah. And then the nose blows in your hair.
Yeah. Topico.
The architecture of the building is fascinating. I don't know who designed it, but.
Levi T. Schofield. He was a Cleveland architect.
Really?
He did this. He actually did I think his apprentice did the Bisman building, but he also did the Chamber of Commerce building in town, which, beautiful little building. And he's most popular, well known for the Soldiers and Sailors Monument in Cleveland. He did that. He did quite a few different buildings too, like the Athens Lunatic Asylum. He did that one too. But there's also some residential areas that he did that are still actually up and about still. Yeah.
We read a sign where this was before it was the penitentiary.
Mm-hmm.
It was a Civil War training camp of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
What do you know about that? Anything?